Welcome back here to Charlotte, the ACC kickoff, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour. It is sponsored by Duffy's Sports Grill. Joe, we have a special guest sitting in front of me right now, and I got to tell you, got to keep this one a little bit short because he's got a tea time coming up here later this morning.
Hey, man, it's all business up there. You're with the Orange Bowl. I get the late night run the tab up on that steak restaurant, that beautiful steak restaurant. John Crotty, heat color analyst. John, how you doing, man?
Good, Joe. Great to hear from you, man. Miss having you up here, man.
Yeah, I think those days are done. I think I don't see those happening anymore. It's a young man's game, and you hit
Come on. You're young at heart, Joe.
I know. I do like to have a few beers and, you know, have a little tequila and have a little fun, but paying the price early in the morning and that whole thing and then getting in trouble and, you know, I just – want to stay away from all that stuff. By the way, John, I've been through it as a Dolphin analyst. You haven't really been through it until recent, going through that play-in thing, and it's just been a lot different after so many great years where they've been so good. I got to ask you, in general, going through the Jimmy Butler thing last year, it wasn't Heat-like to see a Heat team go through that. Just so different.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was tough. It was a struggle, and a personality like that, a guy who's an incredible talent, you know, to have him, you know, go through that scenario, it was a drag. It really pulled on the players and the coaches and the fans too, really, right? I mean, you know, as talented as he was, the lack of clarity of what was going on with him, I think took its toll. Look, the team continued to soldier through, but yeah. I think it certainly made an impact, and it was a tough finish. And I think, look, time heals all wounds, and I think he'll wind up, you know, he wound up being one of the best Heat performers that we've seen, particularly in the playoffs. Just incredible, but it was a tough ending.
All right, so we got other thing. This first time I can remember this, help me out a little bit with the history. 6 first round picks the Heat have, and there's a good chance not only we're going to have a bunch of them starting, but a bunch of them be coming off the bench. I can't remember that amount of first round picks that the Heat actually drafted in the first round.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting with all the young guys that are part of the team now, and that push for youth. I think that's going to be really impactful this season, and how the performance of these guys is really going to make a difference, not just the first round pick, but also some of the first and second year players, right? I think are huge right now. I really like the acquisition of Norman Powell, Joe. That was huge to get a 20-point score and essentially not have to give away any of your key core talent. I thought that was an incredible coup by our front office. I thought they did an amazing job. I think Powell's a really good combo type guard, a guy who can handle but also shoot the basketball well and get back to his defensive ways. I think he's going to fit in smoothly. So it's an interesting mix so far.
Yeah. Hey, John, I got to ask you about one guy, and not trying to put you on the spot. He's a really good player. A lot of teams would love to have him. And we keep waiting, or a lot of people keep waiting for Bam to score 23 or 24 average a night, and that's just not Bam. That's not his style. He's got no problem taking 7 or 8 shots in certain nights, and other nights he has 30 points. What's your take on his offensive game? What do you tell Heat fans that are going, we need more out of Bam offensively?
Yeah, I think Bam's strengths are that he is kind of good at everything. He's almost like a jack of all trades, right? He's not just a scorer.
Right.
His real strength, probably his top strength, is probably as a defender, where he is one of the top 2-3 defenders every year. His ability to guard multiple positions, really, you know, what the common fan, I think, doesn't see with Bam is his ability to really make everybody else better on the defensive end. He covers a lot of mistakes, which is huge. He's a solid rebounder. I think he's become a better offensive player. He certainly had to work at it. Doesn't come as easy, but he's talented. He can get to the rim. I think this year we saw his ability to shoot the 3 ball, and I think he'll continue to build on that, Joe. So to me, you know, he's first of all, he's a guy from a personality perspective that being around the team like I am all the time, you love him. He puts the work in every day. He comes out. He talks to the media. He is the culture guy, if you will, of taking the team, taking it personally and wanting to win and keeping guys, you know, hungry and getting in guys' faces if he has to. He's the kind of player you want to play with, Joe. You want to line up with.
So, John, I got to ask you, the NIL, the transfer portal, all the craziness that all the coaches are being asked about this week, and basically everybody's a one-year free agent if we're to be real honest about this, and a lot of guys are making money. Now we're trying to get the whole sports department under $20.5 million and want everybody to stay at their yep. cap number. Good luck, by the way, with that one when you add up all the sports. But I'm just, what's been your take on seeing all the changes that have taken place over the last couple of years in college sports?
It's been pretty shocking. You think about, looking back and just the amount of money involved. And I've always been I'm a player advocate at heart, and I think it's great that the players are getting compensation. But you just want to see, to me, an equal playing field, somewhere where there's guidelines and guardrails, if you will, to prevent, certain teams from going too far. And I think we're seem to be getting closer and closer there with what you just referenced, which is effectively a soft salary cap and some enforcement, maybe third-party enforcement that appears to be putting in place that's going to work. And we'll have to wait and see with time the execution on that. But I think that makes things a lot more palatable in terms of, if the more, I think, guidelines there are at this juncture, I think it'll just help everybody move forward and have a more level playing field.
I got to tell you, you're a member of the Orange Bowl committee, and those guys the work you guys do. And besides being up there, and you're a big part of ACC and the history of the ACC as a great player in basketball at Virginia. But I know how important the ACC is to you. Like, when I see you, we talk NBA and we talk other sports when I'm with you, but I get the ACC is really important, and I happen to be a big Jim Phillips sure. fan. What are your thoughts on the future for the ACC with SEC and Big Ten, and they're a little bit of bullies, and I don't really think they care about everybody else, but that's just my opinion. But what's your take?
It's been interesting seeing just the expansion, Joe. I mean, to go from where it was to now being 17 teams and Notre Dame kind of coming in and out, right? And it's just remarkable. I mean, to have the coverage now with Cal and Stanford being part of it. We saw SMU last year as well. Having Texas coverage now, it's just amazing to see the ACC expand to your old stomping grounds out there on the West Coast, too. It's just amazing to me. But, that's the world we live in. I think the ACC continues to be, one of the premier conferences, and Commissioner Phillips is doing everything he can to, create the revenue to try to stay, with the Big Ten and the SEC, who, as everyone knows, has an advantage in terms of overall revenue. But right. Look, the ACC had their biggest revenue year, over $700 million last year. They're doing all the right things, and Commissioner Phillips is super, smart guy. He's been doing it now for 5 years. He's really got a great rhythm, and it seems to be, after drinking out of a fire hose like a lot of these commissioners have, over the last 5 years with COVID and CFP and NIL and transfer portals, it really seems like everything is finally falling into place where they can be a little more forward thinking. That's my impression.
Yeah.
And they all seem to be in a better frame of mind, feel things are really going in the right direction now, which if you're hearing it from them, the way they're doing it every day, I think that's a really good sign.
Yeah. Hey, John, before I forget, did you offer that nice steak? Do you guys go to the big steak restaurant last night and run up a tap at the Orange Bowl? Did you guys have that last night?
Absolutely. We take out one of the deputy commissioners, and look, we're out, man. There. We unfortunately we didn't have Joe Rose on our tab this year. That really inflates it.
Oh no, I'm gonna run it up while I'm there. Oh no. I need the expensive tequila. I don't need the cheap stuff. No, that real smooth stuff over there. That fancy bottle right there, that's mine. No, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, John, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on, talk a little bit about everything, and I know how committed you've been to the Orange Bowl and doing the right things and all the work they're doing down here with better facilities, and these football fields are putting in all over South Florida. Amazing.
That's just the great. I think that's maybe the greatest thing that Orange Bowl does, along with the Youth Football League, the legacy fields and the impact. You know, putting those fields in place for future young athletes.
Yeah,
it's a great group to be a part of, and it's great catching up with you, Joe. I miss you, and I appreciate all you do for South Florida with your contributions day in and day out, man.
Thank you. John, I appreciate it, man. You take care of yourself up there. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, brother.
John Cross, heat color analyst, member of the Orange Bowl committee, and I know he is really passionate